Welcome back to In Depth for a second and final interview. In the studio is Don Fernandez from On Common Ground, and we also have Cheryl Camardo. I want to make sure I had your name right. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much. Cheryl might pop on mic if she feels the need. Otherwise, Don, so you're basically the coordinator or the executive director, would that be more accurate, of these classes they're doing at On Common Ground?
First of all, thank you for having us.
You're so welcome.
We're really grateful to be here for this opportunity.
Yes,
I'm actually the director of educational programs and the liaison to healthcare providers.
All right. And I have to say, I mean, I've been looking at On Common Ground. I've had them, have you guys in a couple of times, had Shannon in to talk about your various like activities you have. It feels like you're growing and expanding and doing more things and getting more diverse, especially with this educational program.
Yes, we are. We're really, really stepping up. It's actually started in 2016.
Really?
Yeah, from the heart of Shannon and Michelle Dobbs, the co-founders.
Yeah.
And they have really, really, really big ideas about addressing the food insecurity issues here in Northern Nevada, but even it goes beyond that to regional areas that will be beyond here. So we started now with our education and outreach, which consists of nutrition, fitness, and cooking classes that are all around the Reno community area. We partner with a lot of community centers, Northern Nevada Hopes, the Downtown Library, the Sierra View Library, the Women and Children's Center, and the Senior Center at Neal Road Recreation Center right now. To offer 215 classes.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, you really have this mentality of like not just giving a man a fish, but teaching a man to fish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tools and resources.
Exactly so. So, I mean, not only are you kind of helping with food insecurity, but you're also it's all not about giving people life, but quality of life.
Exactly.
You know?
The statistics are astonishing. The CDC says that 86% of our healthcare dollars are spent on food-related dietary.
You're kidding me. 86%?
86%.
Wow.
Yeah. And a lot of that is because we have food deserts that create a lack of access for healthy, wholesome foods, especially in low-income areas.
Oh, wow. Okay. So well, that's what you're helping with. What kinds of classes are we talking about? It sounds very diverse. I've seen a couple of little note cards saying a bunch of different ones.
That is correct. We have many with a focus on getting healthy and staying healthy.
Okay.
Really, the mission, I say, would be to teach people how to stretch their budget and their food dollars and just make it go further. The common thing that we hear is that they run out of money at the end of the month. So if we could teach them to buy things in bulk, you get more for your dollar. How to cook once, eat twice, stretch things.
Exactly.
Like that, yeah. Little changes, big results, consistently.
Yeah. And it's amazing. I mean, I have this mentality of like, I want to cook something and then not worry about eating or, you know, having to make anything for at least 3 or 4 days sometimes.
Yeah. And it's really, really cool. What we do too is try to utilize like Instant Pots and crock pots because a lot of our demographic area is working on, you know, minimal appliances and not always having a consistent place to cook. So we try to really be diverse in that way and enable them to cook something large and then be able to continue to eat it. And
yeah, very cool. And they also, I mean, thinking about some of these people probably working, they can probably have a very hectic schedule if they have kids, if they have multiple jobs. So having an Instant Pot and just throwing stuff in and clicking on for 6 hours and then coming back and it's all done.
Yeah.
That's invaluable.
It is. There's a lot of time spent, you know, and resources on how they're going to provide the food for their family. And a lot of energy goes into that. So, yeah, if we can equip them, give them the tools, everybody wins.
That's really cool. So you said 215?
Classes.
Classes. Yeah. I mean, over what span of time? What are you
talking
about?
From now through September 2020.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think I even looked at the time span. That's a lot packed in.
We're really grateful. We received a grant from SNAP-Ed that will carry us through September of 2020.
That's great. So where are these classes being held? Who's teaching them? That sort of thing.
Well, we have a fabulous lineup of instructors, but we've kind of teamed up a little bit with the food bank because the biggest last grant period we had, we noted the problem was we were teaching our classes downtown at our location on 4th Street. And it was a little challenging getting people to show up there. So this time we decided we're going to go out into the community, partner up with other organizations, including the food bank. So they are at Northern Nevada Hopes three times a month. They're at the Senior Community Center, various locations. So people will come there, pick up their basket of provisions that the food bank is providing for them. So we've scheduled our classes to be kind of following that. So they can take that box, bring it up to our class, and then we can help them expand on what to use that for.
So at those specific locations?
Yep. We're at Northern Nevada Hopes, the libraries, the Women and Children's Center, and the Senior Center at Neal Road, kind of in the same time span as the food bank.
Okay. Well, that's really, really invaluable. So what kinds of things are you teaching them as far as cooking is concerned? I imagine it's pretty diverse.
It is. Depending what will be in that box could probably influence,
but right,
kind of the staples too, how much you can do with rice and beans. And we're also trying to address their cultural preferences too.
That's really cool.
Spices, making things that are healthy taste good too.
Yeah.
So sometimes we equate healthy with not tasting.
Packing in all this salt, but you really don't need it. There's so many spices that you can take advantage of.
Right. Which leads me to our grocery market that we're planning on opening soon.
This is very exciting.
It's very exciting. Because of it, you know, being in a food desert area, we basically have fast food chains and convenience stores that pack nothing but foods that are unhealthy that are leading to obesity, diabetes.
Right.
You know, heart disease, high blood pressure, can go on and on about that. So there's organizations that we're modeling after that will build fresh food, sliding scale grocery markets in the desert areas and low income areas.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when is that going to be unveiled and what's it going to look like? Do you know?
We hope this year.
Okay. Lord knows that's going to take a lot of prep.
It is. We need some community support. So I encourage everybody to go to our website, see what we're about, look at ways that they can volunteer, donate. But it's going to be kind of a one-stop spot, but focusing more on fresh foods, bulk foods, getting what you need at a lower price. And sliding scale will be according to, you know, what your income is.
Okay. Very good. So what is your website, by the way?
www.ocgreno.org.
Okay. Very good. And then as far as the classes go, they're free.
They're totally free.
Totally free.
Thanks to our SNAP Ed grant.
That's fantastic. And how can people take advantage? Can people sign up?
Yes.
Do they just show up? How does that work?
It's great. Yeah. They can sign up online. They can sign up on site. They can drop in. The schedule is posted on our website. We do have a great platform on social media as well, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest. So they can follow along there.
And I have something to add as well.
All right.
Because our SNAP-Ed fund requires us to let people know that SNAP-Ed eligible people are given first priority. Walk-ins are welcome as well. And as long as there's enough space, other people who are not eligible for SNAP-Ed can join us too.
That's
so it
great.
Is really open to the public. And most of the places we have about 30 seats or more.
Okay.
Some of the exercise classes, I think, have about the same. So we can accommodate most people.
That's great. And we haven't even hit that. You have exercise classes as well.
We do.
That's great.
We have a yoga flex strength class and a cardio strength training.
Okay.
Both taught by certified yoga instructors and personal trainers.
Wow.
Who most of our instructors are incredibly well-informed and educated, master's degrees in public health, nutrition.
Wow. Where'd you find these people?
Believe it or not, Cheryl's the program administrator, and she was posting ads on social media.
We had them
Indeed.
On Indeed and Facebook.
Yeah.
And a lot of different areas. And with the blessings of the universe, people
yeah.
were just coming and wanting to help. And it was pretty exciting. And I've actually had to turn down a couple people because we ran out of classes.
That is so cool.
So it's been really
growing. That's a good problem to have.
It is.
And another thing to say, too, is all the classes have an interpreter. So to reach our
That's
Spanish
great.
Demographic, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a high demographic in this area, so
it
that's
is.
A really beautiful service to provide.
Mm-hmm.
So they understand all the instructions and
yes.
all that. Oh, well, that's cool. Is there anything, I feel like we've hit a lot of points, but is there anything else we want to kind of get out there to people that we haven't touched on?
I would say like the big vision, it's starting with the education and the outreach and the grocery market, but the vision of Shannon and Michelle is just even bigger than that. We would like to have mobile units that can go to other desert areas that can't make it to where we are. Now, we've strategically placed ourselves downtown at the bus hub so that people can use public transportation and get to the locations. But they even think about a processing plant so that food that's – because they're also about food waste.
Right.
So if we can work with local farmers and such of food that's about to expire, then process that in a way that it can be shelf-stable and then carry on and reach even more people.
All right. So as far as this open-air market goes, what do you need in order to get this thing really going?
A little more funding would be great. We've had generous support and donations that provide the space, the cooling, the shelving. A lot of the big components have already been obtained. We need the final funding. I believe it's about $60,000 more to complete a wall for the current space. The HVAC installation, you know, the architect fees, stuff like that to kind of bring it to fruition.
Okay, very good. So let's make that happen and people can donate directly on your website,
I assume, right? Yes, at OCGReno.org.
All right, cool. You guys got big plans and it looks like you're rolling them out in a very smart, good way. Anything you want to add there, Cheryl?
Other than, you know, bring a friend to our classes. Come by yourself, whatever, make some friends. Enjoy us because we're here to help you. Come on in.
And learn to cook things and sustain and eat healthy.
Yes.
What a concept. Very good. Well, thank you both for coming in. This is fantastic. On Common Ground is the nonprofit. It's OCGReno.org.
Yes.
Okay, OCGReno.org. Get that in your heads. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.